Yud Gimel Av, Tuesday the 13th of August, Rabbi Jeremy Golka, Parshas Veshanan, and Shabbos Nachamu. Today's Shurim are sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas, Be'ilu Rita Bas Gedalia Nachman, and Le'ilu Nishmas Chana Genendel Bas Rabbi Chayil David, who's your Titan of today.
Would I thank Rabbi John for stepping in?
My brother-in-law had a baby, so they named the baby on Shabbos. I came in Shabbos. I saw the big poster. This is the Torah Way Center. And there was a big, I've never seen before, the big gap on Tuesday. So Dudi was davening. I said, who's TBC is Rosh Tavis for? I haven't got a clue who's giving the shir, and I'm stuck. So I said, Dudi, you know, happy to help out. If you're stuck, let me know. You know, Dudi is such a good man for all the years. He's found someone every single day, a different person. If anyone deserves a favor, it's Dudi. And I know especially my father, Irene Kaparis Mishkova, loved her away. And so if I can help out, then thank you.
Well, that's half the
question. Okay, so yeah. See, I'm playing for time. So what I thought we'd speak about is Parshas Veshanan. And also we'll mention some ideas about Shabbos Nachamu. So Parshas Veshanan, of course, the thrust, the mainstay of the parsha really is the Aseres HaDibros. So I want to share, first of all, a very interesting idea. I heard first from Rabbi Hartman, but it's in Abar Benel. He says it's in the name of the Abar Benel. Very, very interesting idea. You can categorize the Aseres HaDibros into three different categories. One is machshava, one is dibur, and one is maisa. Into thought, into speech, and into action. So let's go through the Aseres HaDibros, and we'll bear in mind, of course, that there are two halves to the Aseres HaDibros. There is Ben Adam LaMakom, and then the second half is Ben Adam LaChaver. So let's work through the ten, and we'll see which one are they. Are they machshava, are they dibur, or are they maisa? So there's a very interesting thing that emerges. The first of the Aseres HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that clearly is a machshava. It's a thought. So too number two, Lo Yielecha, not to have any other God, that's a machshava. Three and four, however, a dibur. Three, not to take Hashem's name in vain. And Shabbos, Zochres Yom HaShabbos, it's also Zochrei when... If you just say the word Good Shabbos, Mekivega says you're Makai in the midst of the rice of being Makai the Shabbos. We do it all. Ayay, and it says Dibur. Kibudav ve'eim, what's that? That's Maisa. Yeah, Mashkeyu, Machilai, Meitzia, etc., etc. So that's so it goes from Machshava to Dibur to Maisa. From thought to speech to act. And yet, the second half of the Aseres HaDibros, which is Bein Adam LaChaveiro, the order is reversed. Because 6, 7, and 8, Leisirtzach, Leisinaf, Leisignov, are all actions. Number 9, not to be a false witness, is a Dibur. And number 10, Leisachmoid, is a Machshava. Don't be jealous. So it's very strange, it's striking, that the first five of the Aseres HaDibros, they go in the order of thought to speech and then to act. And then the second set, the second five, go in the reverse from action to speech to machshava. Now, there must be a swara for that. Abar Benel says something amazing. He says, you know, when it comes to Ben Adam LaMakom, when it comes to Ben Adam LaMakom, the first five, a person could get away and think that, you know what, all I've got to do is serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'machshava. You know, I'm a Jew at heart. But in my speech, I've got to be careful how I speak? No. And certainly not act, to actually do something about it. So, to correct that, we're reminded that it's this order. Not only Ben Adam LaMakom, not only is it in thought, but it's also in speech, and it's also in act. Now, when it comes to Ben Adam LaChaveiro, I can understand that's in action, but you've also got to speak nicely, and you've also got to think. So the answer is, yeah. Not only is Bein Odom L'Chaveiro in Maisa, but it's also in Dibur, and it's also in Machshava. So therefore, says the Abarbanel, that explains the breakdown of these categories, that Bein Odom L'Mokom is not only in thought, but also in speech, and also even in action. And when it comes to Bein Odom L'Chaveiro, not only is it action, but also speech, and also Machshava. Abraham said when he was a young man, he was in Kailil, he was once on a bus, and he was sitting there next to a fellow who gave him a hard time. He was learning, and he was a Chiloni who wasn't happy with Rabbi Hartman's choice of life. So he said to him, you know, Ani dati balev. I'm a Jew at heart. Yeah, Ani dati balev. So later in the conversation, this fellow was upset that Rabbi Hartman didn't serve in the IDF, in the Tzahal. So he said to him, he said, it's not true. He goes, Ani chayal balev. Ani, you can't be a chayal balev. You got to be on the front. You need physical presence. So the point is, when it comes to Ani dati balev, a person, when it comes to Yiddishkeit, a person's got to do something as well. It's not just machshav, it's not just dibur, it's also in maisa as well. So that's the Abarbanel. That explains the three levels, the thought, speech, and action, explains the trajectory of the two sets. Okay, now in at number 10, you've got the Aseres HaDibros, you've got Lo Sachmoit, not to be jealous. Now, it's a very strange inclusion. If you were making your own Aseres HaDibros, it's an interesting exercise, what would you put in your top 10? Yeah, what would you make in your top 10? I remember the turn of this is going back 20 years, when it went from the turn of the millennium, just as 2000 was approaching, there were lots of lists, the top 10 of the last century, of the last millennium. What would you put into your top 10 of the Aseres HaDibros? I would bet that Lo Sachmoit would not feature in many lists. It's important, don't be jealous, but top 10, Shabbos, Amich Hashem Lekecho, I get. But really, Lo Sachmoit, not to be jealous, why is it so important? And more than that, the Rikanti says that it's fundamental to all mitzvahs. What is so special about Lo Sachmoit? Why did it make it into the top 10? Furthermore, the Ibn Ezra, famous Ibn Ezra, this is in Shmos, when Aseres HaDibros appears in Parshas Yisro, the Ibn Ezra deals with a famous problem. How can you command on an emotion? If you feel jealous, then how can you command on it? That's how you feel. So how do you deal with that? So the Ibn Ezra gives a famous moshel. If you take a look in the sheet, the pasuk says lo sachmoit. So the Ibn Ezra says there in Shmos Perek Chaf per pasuk Yudalad lo sachmoit anoshim rabim yitmu al zois hamitzvah. Many people are perplexed. They wonder about this mitzvah. How can a person not desire something? Something which is so pleasing to the eye. How can you not be jealous? How can you command on an emotion? Says the Ibn Ezra, I'll give you a moshel. Da, ki ish kofri, sheyesh lo das nechoina. You get a villager, a simple peasant. He lived in the farm, he lives in the village all his life. For hurra bas melech sheyofa. And one day, a princess is traveling through, and he sees this princess, the whole entourage, the royal family. Does he want to marry her? He doesn't contemplate that for a second. He's going to really marry her, he's going to be a prince. Kocha kol maskel tzorech sheyeda. Every sensible person has got to realize. Anything that a person has is hand-picked for that person, is given to that individual directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the sort of the pack of cards, the set of cards that has been given. Al keinu yismach b'chelkei v'al yosim al libo lachmet v'lisavos dova she'ene shelei. There's no point coveting that which you don't have. Ki yeda she'Hashem lo rotzeh lo says lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to have this. I give the mashal always in school, the following mashal. Imagine you're teaching art, and they've got a GCSE, and they've got to produce a masterpiece. They said from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night, they've got that time to produce their masterpiece. But the rules are, you give their two candidates, and one of the candidates, you give them their canvas, and the colors they need for their masterpiece. So you give them brown and greens, because you want that person to produce a painting of an autumnal scene. Rolling hills and trees and leaves. And the other person, you give the canvas, and you give yellows and blues. Why? Because the painting you want them to produce is their masterpiece, is a summer scene, a beach with golden sands and blue sea and blue sky. So you give them what they need, the yellows and the golds and the blue. And then imagine the person with the greens and the browns turns around and said, hey, it's not fair. I want blue, I want yellow. So you'll say to them, but you don't need it, because your masterpiece involves greens and browns. I've given you what you need to paint your, to produce your masterpiece. That's what Lo Sachmed is. Says the Ibn Ezra, every person has to realize they have exactly what they need to fulfill their tafkid in life. Whatever their life situation is, whatever their life circumstance, the parents they had, the home they grew up in, the person they married, the financial situation they're in, their opportunity, their intellect, their everything. That's all specifically designed in order you can fulfill your potential. That's the point. Now, with that in mind, that explains the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says something amazing. I think it's a pasuk in Mishlei. The rekev atzomos kinah. Which means, says Rashi, says the Gemara Shabbos Kufna Beis on Beis, Kol mi sheyesh lekina b'liboy, anyone who is jealous, at smois of markivim, his bones rot. His bones rot. What's the midah keneged midah? Why is it that if a person is jealous, at smois of markivim, his bones rot? What's the midah keneged midah? So I once heard an amazing pshat. The word at smois, bones, is connected to the word atzmiut, etzem, the very person himself, the essence of a person. So therefore, if a person is jealous, what is the root of jealousy? He's denying what we just said. He's denying that what I have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, is what I need. And therefore, what the other person has, I don't need, it's not for me. So if a person denies his own self, his own sense of what he has, he's jealous of another person, then he's denying his own atzmius, then the payback, the midah keneged midah, is against his atzomus, his very essence. You know, something you have it in English as well. You know, you hear the phrase, how do you know? I feel it in my bones. Mm. Yeah, what does that mean? I feel it deep down, in my very essence, at a very deep level. So that's what it means. A person, therefore, who denies his own atzmius, his own essence, his own self, then ultimately atzmos of markivim. That's what it means.
Why do you think the other person had more muzzle than him?
Muzzle is different, but even that, a person's life situation and circumstances is also given to him by Kodesh Baruch Hu. He has to deal with that situation. That is what is given to him in order to fulfill his potential. The Chofetz Chaim would say, Chofetz Chaim once asked the person how he was. So the person responded, he said, you know, we could hear it. The person responded, he said, you know, it wouldn't hurt if I had a bit more money. So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, he said, it's not true. It would hurt. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you exactly what you needed. That's the point. Now I'll tell you, we'll finish it off with this, with an amazing Or Chaim. I heard this from Pinchas Roberts. The Or Chaim in Parshas Noso says this. It says on each of the days of the Nesiim, it says B'yom Shnei Moso, the Nosi, each Nosi brought the carbon. What was the Nosi on day 12? It was the Nosi of Naphtali. What was his name? Achira ben Enon. His name was Achira. What a name is that? My brother is bad. You know, if you go to a, you know, go to a bris, the Kor Shema Bisrael, Achira. And suddenly you look at the older brother standing next door, and his eyes are going, what? Achira? My brother is bad? Well, it's not going to help for sibling rivalry. Why'd you call a kid Achira? Says the Aruch Chaim, unbelievable pshat. What was the middah of Naphtali? The middah of Naphtali was Sava Rotsoi. He was satisfied with his lot. That was his very nature. That was his overriding characteristic. He was satisfied with his situation in life. To imbue this middah into his children, he said, you're going to be called Achira. What does that mean? Because what my brother has is bad for me. It's good for him, but it's bad for me. To counter the possible feelings of jealousy, he called his son Achira. To build on this concept, to imbue this concept of svarotzoin, of being satisfied with his lot, he called his son Achira. What's good for you is good for you, but what your brother have is bad for you. Achira. Now, so there you have it. That's why the Loisachmud makes it into the top 10. It makes it into the top 10 because it goes to the very center of what life is all about. We have to fulfill our own potential. And what is the biggest impediment to that? Being jealous of other people. If a person realizes that really his tafkid in life is to use all the abilities and capabilities and talents and situation and life circumstance that Hashem gives him, that is how he is meant to live. That's how he fulfills his own potential. And the biggest impediment to that is Lo Sachmoid. That's why it makes it into the top 10. Okay. Now, let's press on with a final idea to do with Shabbos Nachamu. This Shabbos, of course, is Shabbos Nachamu. So I want to share with you an idea that I saw in Rabbi Leff's beautiful Sefer Outlooks and Insights, which will take a bit of building to till we get to the final point, but it's a very, very beautiful idea. In Parshas Baloisecha, you may remember, you've got two psukim, famous psukim, Vayhi ben Tzora'ore. But it's in the middle of a parsha, and it seems to have no connection with the bit before it and the bit after it. To the extent that if you look in a Sefer Torah, and you look in a Chumash, it actually has brackets around it. Yeah, the two upside down nuns, the inverted nuns, I've got them on the pasuk here, Vayisu Meha Hashem Derech Shleshes Yomim, they traveled from Har Sinai for 3 days, Va'anan Hashem Aleim Yom Benos Min HaMachaneh, upside down nun, Vahibin Sa'ar, Vahim Moshe, etc., etc., Shuvah Hashem Rivers of Israel, upside down nun. Why are they in brackets? So Rashi says, quoting the Gemara in Shabbos, that Klal Yisrael did three things which were wrong. And the Taisus, the Ritva, I think, or the Ramban, they explain the Gemara over there as follows. What were the three things they did wrong? The first thing they did wrong is they left Har Sinai too quickly. Like a child, I had to give assembly, it seems like a long time ago now, the last day of term. I remember you're standing there, and you are the only thing dividing you by 500 boys in their summer holiday. And it takes a brave man to stand in front of 500 boys in their summer holiday. Because, when you stop speaking and they're dismissed, then you see Chazal, what they mean, Ketinot Kabereach Mebeis Sefer. Yeah. So you also see Karebi Habereach Mebeis Sefer as well. But Ketinot Kabereach Mebeis Sefer. So the first thing they did wrong, when they left Har Sinai, they left too quickly. That was the first indictment, the first criticism of Klal Yisrael. The second thing is, they complained about the pace of their journey. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended them to go, Rashi brought it in last week's parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended that they go quickly to Eretz Yisrael. That they do a 3-day journey in one day. But they complained they were traveling too fast. And the third thing that they did wrong is they complained about the mon. Says the Gemara Shabbos, in order to prevent a chazaka, a legal presumption, which will be a bigger indictment against Klal Yisrael, we've got to have a break. So therefore, it was the first ever cut and paste. HaKadosh Baruch, as it were, took two psukim, Vahibin So'orein, cut and paste, and put it in the middle to break this threefold indictment against the Jewish people. Now, where would you press paste? Between 1 and 2, or between 2 and 3? If you're trying to break a chazaka, a threefold establishment or something, Where would you put the break? Between 2 and 3. And yet, the pasuk comes between 1 and 2. Why? So Rabbi Lef has got a beautiful idea. There's a medrash. The medrash says, what is the most important pasuk in the whole Torah? Now this medrash is brought in the Hakdom of the Ein Yaakov. It's quite well known. It's often quoted. It's not known where this medrash is. But everyone quotes the Hakdom of the Ein Yaakov, who quotes this medrash. And I've got it here. If you look at the box, paragraph C. For those who are listening online, j.golker@gmail.com. Email me in Blinayda. I'll send you the sheet. The medrash says, Ben Zoyma Omer. I've got a pasuk which is the most important pasuk in the whole Torah. What is that pasuk? Shema Yisrael. Yeah, you know, if you'd have given thought, at your Shabbos table, ask which is the most important pasuk in the whole Torah. I bet you Shema Yisrael someone will say that. What else will be there? Benana Soimim Motzinu Pasuk Kolel Yosef. I've got a pasuk which is even better. What is that? V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. I've got a pasuk after recha. Well, that's Zech Klal Gadol B'Torah, Bekiva says. So that's not a surprise. And then the third suggestion is surprising. Shimon ben Pazi Omer, Mosinu Posuk Kolel Yosef, Es HaKeved Echot HaSeh Baboike. Yeah, which is the posuk for the carbon tomit. Well, what's so chashav about that? What's so special about that? And then, to make it even harder, Omer Rav Pliny Al Raglov V'Omer Halacha Keben Pazi. That's the halacha. He's right. What's the message? Says the message is that what he's trying to stress is the idea of consistency. The importance of being consistent. Tomid is from the Lashon of Masmid, of constant. You know, the greatest accolade you can give the Yeshiva Bacha is that he's a Masmid. Masmid is from the word Tomid. That means it's consistent, day in, day out. When I speak to the boys before they go, and the girls, when they go off to their summer holidays, I'd always stress this point, that Yiddishkeit is 24/7, 365 days a year. It's about maintaining standards. That of course there's holiday and we should relax a little bit more, recharge the batteries. But davening, and learning, and benodim l'chaveiro, etc., etc., that applies 367. So masmid, and of course in learning, it means consistency. I remember once Rosh Kolel came to speak in school. And he said, and it's an interesting thing, he was a Rosh Kolel from Bnei Brak. And he stood up to the boys and he says, you know, my claim to fame is not that I'm a Rosh Kolel in Bnei Brak. But rather, I was in Cheder with Reb Chaim Kanievsky. That's my claim to fame. And he said, let me tell you something about him. He said in Cheder, he was not the brightest boy in the class, but he was the biggest masmid. And it's the biggest masmid because that's why he is who he is today. Because he's diligent and has been diligent for all the decades. And a person who is diligent, you achieve more. So Tomit, in, day out. And that's why this pasuk. Now, there's a famous Tomit of Elio. My left brings this Tomit of Elio. It's a fascinating thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there was a certain person, a fisherman, who wasn't learning as he should. So he sent Elio Novi down to tell him off. So Eliyahu told him off in a very clever way. He said to him, he came down, and he started schmoozing to him. And he said to him, Ma melachtecha? I've got it here, Ma melachtecha? So he started engaging him. You know, the key to engage someone in conversation is to talk about something which the other person is interested in. Yeah? So he said, Ma melachtecha? So this guy's a fisherman. He'll talk to you about fish all day. So he said, well, this is what I do. I get up in the morning, and then I look at the weather, and I see what it's going to be like, and that will determine where I fish and how I fish. And he started talking about the topography of the land, and about the weather. And then when he finished talking about that, he started talking about the different types of fish. And then he started talking about the different types of knots he makes. And he can talk and talk and talk. Someone told me once that he was talking to a certain man. And you know, people talk about what they like talking about. So he was talking about his children. And the guy was, you know, not everyone is interested in other people's children. So this fellow was talking and talking about his children. And after a while, he says, yeah, but enough about my children. He said, let me tell you about my grandchildren. Let me tell you about my grandchildren. Anyway, so this fellow was talking and talking. And then, after Leon Novi listened very patiently, It's a lot of interesting information about all different areas of fish and topography and weather and knots and this. He then said to him, he says, and tell me. He says, for this you've got a brain, but for Torah you haven't got a brain. He said, I don't learn Torah because I haven't got a cop. I don't have a good enough brain, but for this you've got a brain, this you haven't got a brain. And it's called the stira mineo bay. He shot himself in the foot. The Beis HaLevi says that's what happened when Yosef reveals himself and says, Ani Yosef, that's exactly what he was doing. In other words, the brothers were saying to him 2 minutes earlier, you can't do this, we've got a father who'll be so upset if his son is snatched away, don't take Binyamin, etc., etc. And all of a sudden he says, Ani Yosef. The Medrash famously says, O lonu miyom adin, O lonu miyom atechocho. What's the connection? The Yom Adin? Says the Beis HaLevi, because Yosef was showing his brothers the inconsistency in their action. For now you're worried about your father Yaakov. What happened all those years ago, when it came to me, you weren't worried. You weren't worried about Yaakov, when you snatched me away. He just showed them, Ani Yosef, their inconsistency, and that's the Olonu Miyom Adin. So HaKadosh Baruch will say to us, to all of us, that there's an inconsistency in how you behave. For this you've got time, but for this you haven't got time. For this you've got money, for this you haven't got money, etc., etc. That's the connection. The biggest indictment, therefore, is inconsistency. That is really what's going on over here. The three criticisms of Klal Yisrael after they left were, number one was they ran away too quickly from Har Sinai, Ketina Kaberech and Beis Sefer. Number two, they complained about their traveling too fast. Number three, they complained about the mob. Why, we asked, do you put Vahibin Tzarim, why did you cut and paste and put it between 1 and 2? Put it between 2 and 3. Break the Chazaka. The Teretz is, we have to break between 1 and 2, because 1 and 2 was terrible. They demonstrated an inconsistency. Number 1 was they ran too quickly. What was number 2? They're complaining about the pace of journey. I don't understand, can you run or can you not run? Ketina Kabarech and Beisefer, they showed they could run. And then you're complaining we're running too fast. To break that inconsistency, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cuts and pastes another possible head into our own, and it puts it in there. Now, listen to this. That's why, dafka, we bracket them with an inverted nun. Why? It says Rabbi Lef, beautiful. The part of the Gemara Shabbat says that each letter represents something. There's a book, The Wisdom of the Hebrew Alphabet. It's taka, it's amazing. So each letter represents something. Nun stands for ne'emonus. Ne'emonus means consistency. So we dafka bracket it with an inverted nun to show that they had chosen inconsistency. So you put Vahibin Sa'oron with an inverted nun to show that the ne'emonus was upside down. They were being inconsistent. And therefore, we dafka do it with that. Now, the Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch says that incident, that parsha of Ibn Sa'ara, marked a massive turning point in Jewish history. Because after that, that was sort of one end of an epoch in Jewish history, and it was the beginning of another, which effectively led to the Chet of the Meraglim, and which effectively led to Churban and to Golus. It all began with those inverted nuns. Because really, the downfall is when we are inconsistent. Mm-hmm. And therefore, the way to rectify it is to show a consistency. How do we do that? We show a consistency by saying Na'ase v'nishma, the two nuns. Na'ase v'nishma. And that ultimately, when we show a consistency, the ne'emonus, Na'ase v'nishma, then you have a nachamu nachamu. Then you have the two nuns and the proper nachama and the geula, which will counter the Golus, which is brought about by an inconsistency. That's the idea. That's the point. So therefore, we have it, a very beautiful idea, to take with us to Shabbos Nechama. That the way we have proper Nechama is by countering the inconsistency in our action. Because Vahibin Sa'orim broke that Chazaka, but it highlights that point of an inverted Nun. That ultimately, as the Shamshon Rafael Hirsch says, but that point in time was a downfall, Meraglim and Golus and Churban, because we displayed an inconsistency. So the avodah to rectify that is to display a consistency in our actions, and through that we'll have the double nuns, the nasa and nishma, and we'll have the nachamu nachamu of the gula. So just to review quickly the three things we said. Number one is the aseres hadibros in this week's parsha. The very interesting idea that in the first five you move from machshava. To dibur is 3 and 4, and 5 is maisa, kibudav aim. And yet, in the second half of Beinodon Achaveiroi, 6, 7, and 8, loisirtzach, loisinaf, loisignoiv, is maisa. 9, not to bear false witness, is dibur. And 10 is machshava. Because the idea is that Beinodon Lomachum, Torah is not only in machshava, but it's also in speech and also in machshava. And the reverse is Beinodon Achaveiroi. In other words, is not only in action, but even in speech, and even in machshava. Leisachmod, we explained why it goes to the root of really what it's all about. That's why it's in there in the top 10. Because a person who denies what the talents and the opportunities and the circumstances which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each one of us, then ultimately there's denying their atzmius. And that's why atzmos is markivin, that's why it makes it into the top 10. Everyone has to realize that whatever we have is perfectly made for us to fulfill our potential. And the last idea is the nachamu nachamu. The way to have geula is by rectifying the inverted nun, by showing a consistency in our action, and that is done through na'aseh v'nishma, which hopefully will lead to nachamu nachamu.